No. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the greeting card department of the Eddards and Eddards Publishing Company has no time for any business so far. At least it hasn't done any so far. But its founder and manager is forging ahead with plans to start producing original verses for the cards. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library, hard at work trying to compose verses. They are being hindered a good deal by Grandpap, who's seated at the library table, reading out loud, as usual. Listen.
The ordinary flat carving, which is the variety most often undertaken by beginners, is produced by placing a design on the surface of a panel of wood and then cutting around it carefully with a chisel-shaped gouge.
Grandpap, don't read out loud,
having
please.
A deeply grooved cutting end, almost U-shaped.
Oh, my.
This is called a veiner. Well, I never know they use veiners in wood carving before. Don't see how they could get a sharp edge on one of them. Reckon how they do that, Abner.
I don't know and I don't care, Grandpap. Now, just read yourself. Can't you see me and Lums trying to concentrate here?
Yeah, for goodness sakes, Grandpap, how can we study up any greeting card verses if you keep reading that prittle-prattle out loud all the time?
Well, if I don't read this, I won't never learn wood carving.
Well, what do you want to learn that for? You won't never have no use for such as that.
Don't start arguing with him, Abner. Come on, we'll pick up our papers and go back in the feed room. We can work there.
Yeah, let me get these things here. I don't think that's a good idea. We can concentrate better back there.
When a design is cut out, the background effect is produced by use of a punch or stamp. I wonder if a regular 3-cent stamp would do.
Let us know if anybody comes in the store, Grandpap.
Huh? Oh, yeah, all right, Abner.
Yeah, how about this right here along this little table right next to the printing press here?
Yeah.
We can just sit on one of them boxes there.
Yeah, Grandpap and his reading are enough to drive a man stark raving mad crazy.
No, careful, Lom. That nail there where you're sitting down. Look out there.
Oh.
There you are.
A leave nail sticking out that way.
I'll never lift it.
Hey, let's see now. Somebody else has sat on that nail. I see some cloth hanging on it.
Yeah, Cedric, I think the other day tore his britches on that. He's complaining, looking for a needle and thread here. I'll give him that sack needle there. Sold them toe packs up.
Oh, I seen that patch he had on there.
Yeah.
Put a piece of toe sack in them.
Yeah, well, that's all I had here for him. Had to patch it up somewhere.
How many greeting cards you got studied up so far?
Well, I've got one all did and part of another.
Granny, is that all?
Well, these things is hard, Lum. Getting them words to rhyme ain't no easy thing to do.
Read me what you got there.
Yeah, let's see. Where's it at? I got these papers mixed up. Oh, yeah, here it is. Happy birthday, little sister dear.
Sister dear?
Yeah, this is for a little sister.
Hmm.
On her birthday, I think. Happy birthday, little sister dear. Today you are older one more year.
Natural.
I hope you enjoy yourself and have good cheer and get lots of other cards like this one here.
Is that it?
Yeah. Is it a good one?
No. I don't believe we ought to use that in Abner.
Well, what's the matter? Did I say something in there that weren't nice?
No, that ain't. It's just too common.
Huh?
What we need is some uncommon cards.
Uncommon.
Yeah, see, Abner, my idea was to study up the kind of cards that says what folks actual thinks.
Actual thinks?
Yeah, oh, see, everybody else prints cards that they send ordinary.
Yeah.
And we want to send things that you ordinary wouldn't say.
Oh,
for instance, I wrote one here that's a feller to send to somebody. It's give him a necktie for Christmas.
A necktie? Oh, them things is hard to thank folks for.
Yeah, well, now, that brings up a big problem for the feller.
Yeah.
Natural, he don't want to wear the tie out in public because it's such a terrible-looking thing.
Sure.
But he don't want to insult the woman that sent it to him.
No.
So he just sends her this card.
Well, let's hear it. I might want to get a couple of them for myself.
Well, these are for fellers that's got neckties like Corny Struby wears.
Oh, my goodness alive. You better make up something good, then, to take care of that situation.
Your next necktie come this Christmas morn. It's almost too good to be worn.
Hmm.
It's even too good to be married in. So I'm saving it to be buried in.
Oh, well, that dog is good for you, Lom. That's a good and wonderful world.
Yeah, see, that gets the feller out of having to wear the tie, but it don't insult whoever give it to him.
No, that's a dandy, yeah. But now, wait a minute, though, Lom. He'll have to put it on when he's being buried. He can't go back on his word.
Well, that's all right. When that time comes, I don't believe that feller'd much care what he's wearing.
No, maybe not, no.
He won't be able to hear none of them remarks about his Christmas necktie.
I don't know. That tie Cornish Scooby's wake him up. I don't care how dead he is, the one he had on the other day in here. You could hear that thing four blocks off.
Well, there's lots of fellas got ties like that.
Yeah.
The embarrassing part of the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I reckon you're right. What's the other one you got there?
Hey, fellas.
Just a minute, Grandpap. Now, don't come back here and start reading out loud again. We moved back here to get away from you.
I don't want to read you nothing. Just reminding myself of something. Do you fellas have any cards congratulating somebody on graduating?
I don't know. Have we, Long?
No, but we can make one up. That's what we're in business for.
Why, sure. Did you want to get one for somebody, Grandpa?
Yeah, sure do. I want to get the fanciest one you got.
Well.
I don't care how much it costs, neither. Go as high as 15 cents if you want to. I don't care. Price means nothing to me for an occasion like this.
Yeah, well, graduating from school is a important time in a young feller's life, all right.
Yeah, well, we'll study up a nice fancy one for you, Grandpa.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get back to my reading. Got a little more to do here. Holler when you get the card done.
Yeah, all right, Grandpa.
Granny, it ain't a bad order.
No.
15-cent card.
Reckon who is for it, little nephew of Grandpa?
Oh, yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, I believe he's just about ready to graduate from grade school this year.
Yeah, well, let's see now. Congratulations, little feller.
Is that how it starts out?
Well, I don't know yet. Just studying on it.
Oh.
I believe that little feller part's wrong, though.
Yes.
Youngins graduating from school don't like to think of themselves as being little.
Oh, no, they don't. You see, how about congratulations, big growed-up man?
No, somehow that don't sound poetic, Sabner.
Don't, sounds good to me. Congratulations, big growed-up man. Graduating from grade school is awful grand.
Wait a minute. I think I got a good way to start it out. On this your day of graduation, I give to you my congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I believe I like mine better, though.
Now, what else can we get to rhyme with congratulations?
Let's see, bation, cation, dation, ration. There's a good one, something about sugar being ration long.
Well, that wouldn't fit in here no way.
Why, sure it would. You are awful sweet, even though sugar is ration.
Well, that's for a Valentine's card or something like that.
Yeah, huh?
This is a boy getting out of school. He don't want to be called sweet.
Oh, no, that's right. Well, let's see, fation, gration, belation.
Wait,
see.
I think I got another line.
Huh?
You are entering now a higher station. Da-da-da-da-da-da-dation.
I don't understand that last line there. What does that mean, that da-da-da-da-da-da-dation?
It don't mean nothing. That's just the number of words that goes in it.
Oh.
Let's see, station. I got it. From now on, experience will carry on your education. Hi, Granny Zabner, that's it.
Yeah, that's good.
Good.
Wait a minute, I'll call Grandpa. Hey, Grandpa, we got your card all rolled.
I might turn out to be a genius at this. I don't know.
Hurry up, Grandpa.
I'm coming. Don't rush me.
Yeah, we got a good one for you here.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, read it to him, love. Read it.
All right. On this your day of graduation, I give you my congratulations. You are entering now a higher station. From now on, experience will carry on your education.
How do you like it, Grandpa?
I don't like it.
Oh?
Ain't fancy enough. I gotta have a better one than that. Change that last line there some way.
Well, that last line's good, Grandpap. It tells how he's going out into life and get practical learning now.
Sure.
I don't care what it tells. I don't like it.
Oh.
Make it sound like he's a great feller. Make it fancier. I'm going back to my reading. I ain't finished yet. Holler when you get the card done.
All right, Grandpap.
He just don't know a good thing when he hears it.
Yeah.
That's his trouble.
Well, what are we going to do? Go back to that in the mind? Congratulations, big growed-up man.
No. All we got to do is change that last line some way. Let's see. You are entering now a higher station and,
Something sugar ration.
No, I told you that was out.
Oh.
Ration, creation, creation, creation. Oh, I know. The highest they is in all creation. Try that on, Grandpa.
That ought to be fancy enough for him. Hey, Grandpa, how do you like this for a last line? Don't get up now. Just listen. How's it go along?
You're entering now a higher station. The highest he is in all creation.
You are entering now a higher station. The highest he is in all creation. How do you like it now, Grandpa?
I don't like it.
Huh?
No.
Well. I do know, for the land's sake.
Ain't fancy enough. Make it sound like the feller's a big success.
All right. We'll try again. Go on back to your reading.
Greenies, he's hard to please.
Yeah, stubbornest one human. Just give it up, Long.
No, we ain't going to give up till we get it.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget, this is a 15-cent card he's ordered.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing, I figure we can make good on this. Well, we ought to be able to sell a lot of these to other folks that's got young relays graduating from school.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Well, let's see. He wants something that makes it sound like a feller's a big success, he says. Yeah,
success don't rhyme, though.
No, no.
Station, inflation, nation. Nation ought to make something out of that.
Yeah, he's a success in the nation. How's that?
No, that don't sound quite right.
Don't.
Nation. Head of the nation. Wait a minute. I got it. This is for sure. Call Grandpap.
Well, what is it?
You hear it? Call Grandpap.
Oh, all right. Hey, Grandpap, come on back.
I ought to have thought of this right off the bat. I'll get it wrote down.
Yeah, yeah. Hurry up, Grandpap.
I'm coming. Well, how's the card read now?
Yeah, read it to him, Long.
Yeah, listen to this, Grandpap. On this, your day of graduation, I give you my congratulations. You are heading for a higher station, because you'll be president of the nation.
Well,
that's it right there. That's exactly what I want.
Well, good for us.
Yeah, here's your 15 cents, Lum.
Yeah, thank you, Grandpap. Now you can throw the card away.
Throw it away?
Don't you want us to print it up and send it to your nephew?
Why, no, of course not. This ain't for my nephew. It's for me.
For you.
Yeah, I just now graduated myself from a correspondence course in woodcarving.